This is Resurrection Day. This is the greatest day of our life as Christians. It's a day of celebration, but it must be a day of revelation also. We got to cut the rabbit head off this morning. The rabbit. I wrote it this way. Let me show you how I wrote it. Then I'm going to pray. The false rabbit must be cut down by the sword of the Spirit. The rabbit cannot take the place of the resurrection. If you don't learn to live the resurrected life, you will live like a rabbit, just jumping from one thing to another. Yeah, we got to cut the rabbit head off this morning. Dealing with the resurrection power of Christ. So let's pray, and I'll tell you the scripture to turn to, and we'll get right into the word because I need all my time today. Father, we thank you this morning as we come to celebrate the greatest day of our life. We come as men and women of God from all over the world here in Darrow at Word of Life Christian Center. We've gathered around your word, and we know unless you make that word alive, it just be literature, it just be a poem, it just be history. But if we permit the Holy Spirit this morning to quicken and make that word alive, we'll be in the power and in your presence. So thank you. We pray for all the leaders, our president, our vice president, all representative. We pray for them this morning that they will hear your voice in every level. They will hear your voice. We pray for them as the body of Christ, for we know you the creator and we know you rule. And we know that those who do not align with you, Father, they're in trouble. So we thank you for you, God. Give us your word as our guideline. And we will turn to no other guideline, no other government, no other thing going to rule us. We're going by this word. We thank you that we have a place in you. And today you will speak to us and give us great joy. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Now, listen, because you may believe you're hearing what I'm saying and you're not really hearing what I'm saying. I want you to hear this subject matter. I want you to turn to Ephesians chapter 2, but I want you to listen to this subject matter. On this resurrection day, we just killed a rabbit. On this resurrection day, Ephesians chapter 2. And I heard the Lord give me a subject to work with today, living fully in your resurrected identity daily. You heard that? Living fully in your resurrected, I didn't say resurrection, resurrected, could it come from the resurrection, identity daily. Now, in order for that to happen, there's a word we're going to use that I want you to always remember when you see in the scriptures, throughout the scripture, a word called quicken it, or quicken. That word take you into another realm at all time. Other words, when things seem like they're not working, that word, that quickening mean make alive, when God make, just like he rose Jesus from the dead, he makes the scriptures come alive. Matter of fact, I want to turn. Go to John 6:63. How you keep coming into a quickening position. See, hold John 6:63. Let's read Ephesians 2:1 first. Hold John 6:63. Let's read Ephesians 2:1. And you hath he quickened it. You see that? Huh? Who were dead in trespasses and sin. That word quickened it mean made alive. All right? Made alive. Because of Jesus' resurrection. And you read first to the 7th verse, you'll see a lot of things, but I see I'm not going to have time for it. So as you And you hath he quickened. Every born-again believer is made alive in the Spirit. Made alive in the Spirit. You were dead in trespass and sin because you were dead in the Spirit. You was under Satan's rule and reign, but you're not anymore because he have quickened you. That word quicken is very important because it speaks of a realm. It speaks of a supernatural position that a normal person can't have. Even a Christian can't have it if they don't understand the quickening of the Spirit. Now go to John 6:63. I want you to see it again. John 6:63. And I want you to see it. The words that I speak to you, they are spirit. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profits it nothing. Now I want you to look at that term in the beginning. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profits nothing. Now notice what he said at the end. The words that I speak unto you, look what he said they are. They are spirit and they are life. So you can read them. If that first part is not going on, you're not going to be able to live in your resurrected identity because it's not by reading the Bible. It's not by going to church. It's by the Spirit making it alive that you can be in another realm. Are you following me? I mean, it's so important here. Let me see. Can I look at another verse to help you on that? Turn to Luke 9:23. Luke 9:23. Because I want to prove this before I start giving you these principles. Luke 9:23. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. So see, it's not a self position here. It's you have to deny yourself so the real you can be quickened by the Holy Spirit. Do you see that? And the one scripture said, deny himself daily. Die daily so you can live daily. All right. Let's see one more verse. Turn to Romans chapter 8, verse 11. And I'll start giving you a principle in a few moments. We're talking about living fully in your resurrected identity daily. And here's Romans 8:11. Now look at this. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised Christ up from the dead, the other word is again, shall also what? Quicken. You see that word? We've seen it 3 or 4 times, right? Quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. So the resurrection is about the quickening power of the Holy Spirit. That just like Jesus was brought from the grave by the Spirit, your soul, and your body must live under the quickening power. And when you live under the quickening power of the Holy Ghost, you're living in resurrection power. Now, so no revelation, no insight, no illumination, no anointing can come without the quickening power of the Holy Spirit. Hey, you got now Romans 8:11. That's a powerful voice too, isn't it? Amen. Now, one more voice. Philippians 3:10. Now, people try to go in the Spirit, but you can't do it. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Notice what it says first. That I might know him. All right. But then what happened? And the power is rather. So you can know him and not know the power. Unless you quicken, you see. That I might know him and the power of his resurrection. See, the power of his resurrection is your validity or your validation to live in a realm beyond the natural. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. In other words, You have to be willing to go through some things. You're going to have to go through some things while you're here, but you have to know the power of being made conformable unto his death. All right, let me walk you through it. Resurrection quickening power cometh to the body of Christ. Resurrection quickening power cometh to the body of Christ. Now, here's a question. Are you ready to yield to the quickening power of the resurrection on a daily basis? Are you ready to yield to the quickening power of the resurrection on a daily basis? Satan and the system have been using this false rabbit to rape the celebration of the resurrection. Oh, body of Christ, you need to hear this. I got this doing prayer. Satan and the system have been using this false rabbit to rape the celebration of the resurrection.
Yes.
If you have any religious revelation about this revelation, you have a problem.
Right.
All right, let's go to work. Number one, this morning we'll talk about rehearsing the resurrection must stop. You heard that? Rehearsing the resurrection must stop. We must step into the daily living of the reality of living the resurrection. Most resurrection day is a rehearsal of the history of the resurrection. Let me read that again and we'll give you a scripture and we're going to shout. Rehearsing the resurrection. Oh, he got up this morning. Hallelujah. Rehearsing the resurrection must stop. We must step into the daily living of the reality of living a resurrected life. In other words, the resurrection shouldn't end today. It should be with us 365 days a year. It's a celebration. Look in Acts chapter 17, Acts 17, 28. There it is. For in him we live. We don't rehearse and move. And I'm holding back right now because I really want to go on and preach right now. In him we live and move and have our being. As certain also of your own poet have said, for we are also his offspring. That's the resurrection. That's what the resurrection should mean to you, that on daily basis, you're living, moving, and being in him. And for that to happen, the Holy Spirit is going to have to quicken you. You're going to have to go beyond the natural, beyond the form, beyond the fashion, beyond the normal. You're going to have to be actually, to live a resurrected life, you're going to have to live individually in a resurrected life, because group will keep you from walking in that type of spirit, in that type of anointing, for they'll go on with the routine. But a person who's living by revelation, that person is alive to God. That person is in that realm where God can speak to that person and that person can see through the impossible. See through the impossible. See the possible on the other side of the impossible because they're looking with a vision from God. So the rehearsing must stop. And then the resurrection bespeak that I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. Then Galatians chapter 3, 13, 14. If you don't have a revelation of the resurrection, you're not going to understand 2 Corinthians 5, 21. You're not going to understand 2 Corinthians 5, 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. He who knew no sin became sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. Those things not going to be a reality to you without a revelation constantly going of the resurrection. And you got to be quickened by the power of the Holy Ghost. Are you following me? So I'm redeemed from the curse, but if I don't have a revelation of the resurrection, the redemption from the curse really not going to mean anything to me, so I'm just going to be sick. I'm just going to be broke. I'm just going to worry like everybody else. I'm just going to be afraid of the virus. I'll be afraid of standing before the virus without a vaccination. I'll be scared. But there's a great vaccination in Psalm 91. Yeah. You can't get no greater vaccinated than that vaccination in Psalm 91. That's what I'm vaccinated with, Psalm 91. Revelation of the resurrection must be understood in the spirit. This day will not be understood without understanding it in the spirit. That's why Paul, I'm going to give you the scripture so you can look at it, but you know it, in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 to 23. Paul prayed that prayer. He started teaching them about being in Christ, what it means to be in Christ. He said, well, I better pray this prayer. He prayed a prayer in chapter 1 in Ephesians. He prayed a prayer in chapter 3. But the one in Ephesians 1 revealed the power of the resurrection. We might look at a few verses. Let's go to Ephesians. Let's go to Ephesians 1 and look at verse 19. Ephesians 1:19. What are we talking about? Let me get back to me. Revelations of the resurrection. Look, I got it plural. Revelations of the resurrection must be understood in the spirit. Not by going to church, not by reading your Bible. If the Spirit don't speak to you, you're not going to understand the resurrection. You're not going to be able to function in resurrection power. Resurrection power is coming up out of something that you can't explain. You see, it denotes the same thing that happened when Jesus came out of the grave. It was not naturally explainable that a dead man came alive. So when you're living in resurrection power, when the situations come in your life and you come up out of those situations, a lawyer will say, I don't understand how that happened. A doctor will say, I don't understand how mold is still alive. That's his first name, isn't it? That's his first name? How he's still alive? Those doctors in that hospital had told his wife, and nothing we can do. Everything shut down. But because of his wife knew about the spirit, she kept praying. Her and one of her sisters kept praying, and something came alive beyond medicine, beyond the doctor, beyond the hospital. I saw them. Older doctors, younger doctors, and middle-aged doctors. I was standing there, coming there, looking at Moses. They said, and the doctor turned to me. He said, I ain't never seen nothing like this. I walked down the hall with another doctor. He said, I ain't never seen nothing like this. See, that's the kind of life God called us to, but it won't happen without revelation. If my daughter didn't have the revelation, when the doctor said it was over, she would have pulled the plug. But the Holy Ghost prompted her to keep praying her husband is alive today because of that. See, the resurrection means that you can live beyond the normal pattern, that there's a quickening power that can come on you at any hour, any moment, in any situation, and you can walk out of that grave. Yeah. See, just knowing Jesus got up is not enough. The resurrection is for to show you that anything that you get into that you can't handle, the resurrection power can bring you out of it. Yeah. Yeah. Are you following me? Can I get a hallelujah? Hallelujah. See, it's coming out of situations that Satan, the system, and suffering were set up for you. But because you in this class this morning, and because you're hearing this word, whatever you're dealing with, you know you can come up out of it by the power of the Holy Ghost. May the Holy Ghost quicken everyone under the sound of my voice, quicken them in a point to know that there's nothing that can hold you down. The rock not big enough. In my closing, I'll tell you who was at Jesus' resurrection and what happened. I'll tell you in my closing what happened. There's a few people I want to call out who was there and who saw what happened. A few people did certain things. But here we got this prayer in Ephesians telling us if we quicken enough in the spirit of the resurrection, we over everything. Nothing can stop it. Look, you can you read? Verse 19, what is exceeding great of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when? When he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and had put all things under his feet, and give him to be the head over all things to the church. Watch me now, I'm about to say something. What is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. When you are quickened, that's talking about you. Oh my God, y'all miss it. See, when you're walking in the quickening power of the resurrection, that's you. You're above all things. See, but if you're just rehearsing it, if you're rehearsing it, listen to what the Spirit of God just said. If you're rehearsing it, Satan's going to reverse it. You got the scripture. You said the words, but you're rehearsing it. So don't tell me this message this morning is not important. No, you need to get quickened. You need to speak the Bible when you're quickened. You got to stay with it until the Bible quicken you, because until the Holy Ghost take you out of the physical realm, into the realm of the spirit. And the Bible says, he to whom the word of God come to, he called him God. Because you become a creator. You speak things, but it's beyond the measurement of this world. Quickening, man. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Now, let's talk about reaping the power of the resurrection in your daily walk. How many want to know something about that? Reaping the power of the resurrection in your daily walk. In other words, from this resurrection morning forward, in your daily walk, Pastor won't teach you how to reap the power of the resurrection from this day forward in every step you make. Now, you read about how powerful it was in Ephesians 1, right? Talk to me. Y'all nod your head on the screen if you hear what I'm saying. All right, wave your hand at me. Wave your hand on the screen. Can y'all wave your hand at me? All right, now, because y'all here with me, you see. I see you. All right, now listen. Reaping the power of the resurrection in your daily walk. So it's not just a story about Jesus getting up. All right? Jesus got up for to give you the same type of power. So in other words, anything you're dealing with or anything you deal with from this day forward, you're going to put resurrection power on it. So now, therefore, nothing from this day forward will ever be impossible to you. If you listen to the Holy Ghost, you pick up this book and read and let him make this book alive. When he make this book alive, nothing impossible. Because the resurrection, the same power that raised Jesus, Romans 8:11, that raised Jesus from the dead, will begin to function in you, listen, and your situation. It began to function beyond the ability of Satan, because Satan thought they had him. They had the rock there, see, and they thought they had him, but the angel came and rolled the rock away. So when you're dealing with something that is too heavy for you, the same angels will come and roll it away. We got to think like God. We got to see we're not just church members. We are a live witness that Jesus is alive because he lives in me. So whatever Jesus could do, if I'm quickened and living in resurrected power, I can do the same thing. Talk to him up in here. Now, man of God, tell me how I can reap the power of the resurrection in my daily walk. You want to know that? Huh? I do it every day. Turn to Philippians 3. Philippians chapter 3. Hallelujah. You there? I'm asking you, you there, because I'm not there. My Bible's stuck. Philippians chapter 3. Now, there's something in these verses that I want you to see. Verse 10. That I may know him. Now, when I read that part, in my teaching this morning, in order to know him, what would you say? What have to happen to you? Nobody answered me in here. Anybody can answer me online? You have to be quickened, baby. Y'all ain't listening. You're going to have to be quickened by the Holy Ghost. You can't, y'all ain't listening. What are y'all doing up in here? Listen, that I may know him. You can't know him unless you're quickened, unless the Holy Spirit day by day reveal him to you. You can't come out talking about what you knew yesterday. It got to be alive on a daily basis. Moment by moment, you need the quickening power. You need the Holy Ghost opening the scripture to you. Open your understanding. Open wisdom to you. Are you following me? Are you not going to win the fight? That's why so many people get whooped with the Bible in their hand. They're not alive. They're not quickened. The Holy Spirit is not revealing to them what to do. That I may know him. We're talking about reaping the power of the resurrection in your daily walk, right? Mm-hmm. All right. Reaping the power. Now, everybody not reaping it. All Christians not reaping it. They don't know how to reap it. It's a quickening power. It has to be done by the Holy Ghost. It can't be done by you just reading your Bible. Can't be done by you just saying prayer. The Holy Spirit will have to quicken you. The Holy Spirit make it alive. The Holy Spirit, oh my goodness. The Holy Spirit, in everything you're dealing with, the Holy Spirit has to resurrect you. See, when the quickening power comes, it's a resurrecting power. It's power of the resurrection, and it'll put you above the situation. Even though the situation looks like it's winning, but you know better. So every dilemma in your life is temporary. Everything that seems like it's not working, good God Almighty, I feel the Holy Ghost. Everything that seems like it's not working, you know it's temporary, because the quickening power and the reaping of the resurrection power, just like Jesus got out of the grave, you coming out that sickness. You coming out that lack. You coming out that problem you got in your marriage. You coming out that problem you got with your grandchild. See, there's no good unless you let the Holy Ghost make it alive. It's no good that I just don't want to be reading the Bible. I want the power to come. I want to feel the glory. I want to feel the grace of God. I want to feel God's hand upon me. I want God to touch me. I want God's power to move in my life. I want to know that I have somebody with me bigger than me. Philippians 3:10, that I might know him. Now, you can know him and not know the power of his resurrection. Why they got him separated? Why they got a conjunction there? That I might know him and.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
That means we're crossing the bridge going somewhere else, right?
Yep.
All right. So I might know him and the power of his resurrection. Now, apostles have said to me, for me to function in resurrection power, I have to be quickened by the Holy Ghost. In other words, the Holy Ghost is the only one can make the divine realm alive. Let me say it another way then. The Holy Ghost is the only way to make the supernatural realm alive. You see it? Divine realm, supernatural realm. We in the physical realm. See, science in the physical realm, psychology in the physical realm, demons in the satanic realm. And if you're not in the realm of the Holy Ghost, demons are more powerful than you.
Right.
Because they're in a spirit realm. They're in the realm of darkness.
Come on.
Everybody at Word of Life got to walk in the quickening power of the resurrection. Look what it says now. There are a few things I want you to understand here. In the 10th verse, it said that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. You with me? Now, there's another aspect. And the fellowship of his suffering. See, suffering not bad. If you're really going to be a real Christian, you're going to have to suffer. Yeah, you're going to suffer separation. People don't want, I don't want to go that far, child. Ain't no church today. Shoot. I don't want to talk about, I ain't no church today. I'm going to have me a good time. See what I'm saying? And so you have to suffer. I'll see you. You really like the point, but I'll see you. Young man told me his teacher said, lesbianism, being a lesbian is all right if the person won't be one. I said, you go back and tell her she a lie. I said, well, yeah, she against the Bible. But that's the kind of stuff going to be out there.
Yeah.
You got to walk in resurrection power. It's going to get worse and worse. Huh? They're going to come out kissing in the public in a little while. Hugging. Holding hands. You better kind of have some resurrection power, which we better go into. Three things you have to do if you're going to walk in resurrection power. Forgetting, reaching, and pressing. It tell you right now, if you read on down to the 14th verse. Forgetting, reaching, and pressing. For time's sake, I'm going on. Jesus rose for me. Say that.
Jesus rose for me.
And I'm glad about it.
And I'm glad about it.
And I must celebrate every day.
Celebrate every day.
Hallelujah. The angels, my brothers and sisters, announced his birth. There in Matthew 28, turn to Matthew 28. I didn't want to go to Matthew 28 because I'll get in trouble in Matthew 28. Because there's such a powerful revelation there. But I'm going to go to it. It seemed good to the Holy Ghost for me to go to it. Hallelujah.
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 Now, you may not have no goosebump, but you got some good revelation.
Come on.
I want to tell you, the goosebump don't work in trouble.
No, they don't.
You better have some revelation.
That's right.
I better say that again because the Holy Ghost, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
The goosebump, I like goosebump. I get them every now and then, but I'd rather have revelation.
That's right.
Yeah. But I reached for some goosebump one time. They told me they couldn't handle it. You too. Everybody reached for the goosebump. I had a good time. Yeah. What do you know?
That's right.
Amen. Do you have any power?
That's right.
Hallelujah. Then Matthew 28:1, and in the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene. He had cast seven devils out of her. She loved him. Luke 8:1 tells you she supported his ministry financially. And the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, that was a great earthquake. A great earthquake. I'm going to tell you right now, you mess with me, you're going to have an earthquake. You need to say the same thing. See, y'all think I'm trying to be selfish and trying to be proud or something. No. You mess with me, you're going to walk into an earthquake.
Right.
You ought to be able to say the same thing too. You put, what? It's an earthquake. You try to tie me up, there's going to be an earthquake. See, I know that. So don't get upset with me. For the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. and sat on it. The angel sat on a rock.
Waiting.
Waiting. You see, I ain't no hurry. Sat on a rock. Look at what he say about him. And his countenance was like lightning. And his raiment as white as snow. Look what happened to the enemy. And for fear of him, the keeper did shake and became as dead men. And the angel said, answered and said unto the women, fear not ye, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. Look at verse 6. Now, you know, I didn't want to go here right now. He's not here.
Come on.
For he's risen. As he said, come, see the place where the Lord lay. He's alive. How many of y'all know he's alive? Wave your hand at me if you know he's alive.
Hallelujah.
Where are you alive at?
In me.
He's alive in me. Say it. He's alive in me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, I'll go further than John in a few minutes and tell you about this graveyard. I'm going to close telling about this graveyard because I want to call Nicodemus up. And I want to call Joseph. They were there. They went to get, they buried him richly. Nicodemus, they were two secret disciples. Joseph and John talk about it. And Nicodemus, Joseph had enough influence to talk to the people to get the body. And Nicodemus came with spices to anoint him and put him in a new tomb that no man never laid. Mm-hmm. Then the angel was there. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna leave my principles. I keep talking, you see. I sense it coming on. I'll preach a little bit before I leave here. Hallelujah. But you want to reap the power of resurrection to live it in every day of your life. The angel announced his birth, is now announcing his resurrection, the angel right there at the grave. And then I had a question, is the resurrection real in your life? I mean, are you really getting results? I know you say I'm a child of God, but are you really getting resurrected results? See, resurrected results mean that you come out of everything. I can't hear you. Are you really getting resurrected results? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Living the resurrected life is wisdom. That John 3:27. Let's look at John 3:27. I want to look at these verses because they are kindred to the revelation of the resurrected life. John 3:27. John answered and said, a man can't receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Right. See, that's that quickening factor, all right? So the resurrection, that's a resurrection verse there. All right, give me the 30th verse, John 3:30 now. Yes, things they're going to call it the resurrection to rise more in your life. John 3:30. Let's see what it says. I'm not turning my Bible. It's too slow. Hallelujah. Y'all know I'm not a rookie preacher, so I don't have to worry about y'all. He must increase, but I must decrease. Now, yeah, I heard you. Holy Spirit just told me something. That voice is a resurrection voice. Mm-hmm. And whatever you're dealing with, at any time, that voice right there going to cause the resurrection to manifest. You got it? Who's seeing it? So if you're dealing with anything, always let him increase. And you drop back in your infirmity so he can put some grace on you. See, a lot of times we are stupid bold. We are there by ourselves. And we're not quickened, and we're trying to whoop something with scriptures, and we don't have the power. Mm-hmm. I've seen it in hospitals. I've seen it in arguments. I've seen people quote scripture still silly because they wasn't quickened. You see what I'm saying? See, when revelation comes and when the quickening power of the Holy Ghost comes, you back up. You're no longer in control. Now you're ready to yield to him. See, that was Jesus' secret. He must increase, but I must decrease. See, that brings resurrection power on the scene. Go to the 34th verse, John 3:34. Let me get these out. All of these are indication of how you enter into the quickening power, how you enter into the resurrection power. For he whom God hath sent speaketh the word of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. See, when that quickening power come on you, the same thing that happened to Jesus, God give the Spirit without measure to you in the word. He give you the Spirit without measure. Nobody can handle you when you function in the Spirit without measure. Are you following me? These are supernatural ways. Oh my good. Denying, taking up and following. Denying, taking up and following will release resurrection power. So those three steps, denying, taking up and following, are steps to resurrection power. Tapping into the mystery of the resurrection will give you daily connection with his power. Tapping into the mysteries of the resurrection will give you daily connection with his power. Celebrating the resurrection on daily basis, he's not here. He's risen as he said. Come see the place where he was and go tell that he's alive. And the reason I know he lives in me. Do he live in you? Well, tell somebody why you know he lives in you. Tell somebody right now. Tell somebody right now why you know he lives in you. What is the secret of living in a resurrected power? Father, reveal to us the secret of your son's resurrection. The resurrection power of Christ is a grace and a glory and anointing of the Spirit without measure. Listen very carefully because I'm about to close. And I'm going to say some things I want you to, we can handle, when we're living in the resurrection power, we can handle success. Once God find that out, there's no limit what he's going to do with you, for you, and through you. When we live in the resurrection power, we can handle success, we can handle suffering, we can handle situation, we can handle Satan, we can handle the system. Did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
When we're living in the resurrection power, we can handle success, we can handle suffering, we can handle situation, we can handle Satan, we can handle the system. And this supernatural positioning of miracles, signs, and wonders, then John 3:34, I think we just read that. So again, this false rabbit, and I let my grandchildren look for eggs and all that at my house the other day. They look for eggs, they know, but they got to know who the rabbit is. See, and it's not Easter. It's Resurrection Day. And let me close. We talk about living fully in your resurrected identity daily. Now, Jesus died not for himself. He died for us, right? And we want to praise him for that. I told you, turn over to John. Let's close here in John. I want you to see something. John chapter, my goodness. Let me get over there. I'll tell you what to tell. Because I'm about to preach a little bit. My old pastor, Albert Darville, was a preacher. Look in John 19:38. John 19:38. And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly. You see that? For fear of the Jews. Sometimes these religion people are trying to get us to back off and have a normal service. Don't want us to lay hands. Don't want us to cast out devils. Don't want us to dance. Don't want us to praise his name. Want us to have just a religious service. Jews, he went before Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus. They had crucified him. And because he was an influential man, Pilate gave him leave. And he came, therefore, and took the body of Jesus. Now, I just want to talk about prosperity there. See, Joseph, as a man, was a prosperous man. So, therefore, when he talked to Pilate, he had a voice. If he's broke, he never got that body. Are you following me? All right, then there came another rich man. And there came also, you remember Nicodemus came to him by night? And there came, we're talking about that Jesus at the grave, the day it happened. And there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night. Look what he brought, a mixture of myrrh and aloes and about 100 pounds of weight. Then took they, Joseph, and Nicodemus, the body of Jesus, and wound it linen cloths with the spices. I tell these ministers they better dress better, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. Now, in the place where he was crucified, there was a garden, and in the garden, a new sepulchre, wherein was never man yet laid. Then there laid they Jesus, therefore because of the Jews' preparation day, for the sepulchre was nigh at hand. Now what happened that day? Because in my Bible it talk about the empty tomb. Thank God for the empty tomb. We here to celebrate the empty tomb. He's not in the grave no more. He's alive. Over 2,000 years ago, God reversed the ability and the tug of death. On that resurrecting morning, Joseph and Nicodemus come, got in, put him in the grave, and Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see what they could do. On their way, one writer said they thought about who was going to roll the stone away. Don't ever worry about who's going to roll the stone away. God always got somebody to roll the stone away. I've had many stones placed before my ministry, many stones placed in my life. But I'm here to testify, every stone that tried to hold me from getting up, God moved that stone. Sickness come, lack have come. The enemy have come. Gossip has come. But God always rolled the stone away. I don't know what you're dealing with this morning, but I want to tell you, for him on this resurrection morning, there's no stone too big or too heavy for God to roll away. I don't know what you're dealing with, and I don't know what you're fighting with in life. I don't know what your family going through. I don't know what your loved one going through, but there's an angel coming in your situation to roll your stone away. And then when they got down to the grave, Mary Magdalene had some spices they wanted to anoint his body with, but it was too late because the angel said, he's not here. He's risen as he said. Jesus had said, they didn't understand him, destroy this temple, and in 3 days, I'll rise it up again. They didn't know what he was talking about. They didn't know that there was a resurrection day coming. And I'm glad about it. I'm glad that Jesus is alive today. I'm so glad that I want to dance about it. And I want to tell the world, I don't care what they do. I don't care how much they cut up. They don't have what I have. You watching me and you don't know Jesus, you don't have what I have. You can have a car, you can have a house, you can have money, but you don't have that resurrection power living on the inside of you. You don't have no life. Early, somebody say early Sunday morning, they crucified him on a Friday and it got real dark. It was dark all Friday night. It was dark all day Saturday. But early Sunday morning, I heard my old pastor say, my rock and your rock got up out of the rock and declared all powers in his hand. I'm so glad that I'm not serving a dead Christ. And I'm not functioning in a dead religion, but I'm functioning in a live religion. And because he lived, I should live also. Wave your hand at me if you hear what I'm talking about. He's alive. Clap your hand. Aren't you glad he's alive? My Jesus is alive, and I can call his name. In the name of Jesus, I'm healed. In the name of Jesus, I'm saved. In the name of Jesus, I'm blessed. In the name of Jesus, I got victory, not only on Sunday, but I got victory every day of the week. He's my Lord and my Lord and my King and your King. Do you love him? Raise your hand because we're celebrating him on this resurrection morning. He got up out of the grave and declared, all power is in my hand in heaven and earth. I don't want my old pastor to come back and tell me, you got to preach a little bit on resurrection morning. He's alive. He's the one that healed the lame man. He's the one that rise Lazarus out of his grave. He practiced on resurrection. He practiced on his resurrection with Lazarus' resurrection. He called Lazarus out the grave. Lazarus, come forth. And he came forth tied up. He said, loose him and let him go. Do you remember your day when he called you and you got born again? He called you from your grave and took the rope off your arm and the thing that was holding your life. You might have been in some kind of sin. I know I was in sin. I was still out all night long. But that Sunday morning, when I rose up from my grave, I ain't been back out there no more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're going to have a good year. You're going to have a good day. You're going to have a good life. I want you to hear what I'm saying. He's alive. Lift your hand. He's alive. He's alive. Where he's alive at? He's alive in me. Whoa. Whoa. Let me cry a little bit. Oh, he's alive. Hallelujah. He's alive. He's alive in me. Glory to God. He's alive.